The reading this morning is taken from Genesis, chapter 8, starting at verse 20. And this can be found on page 10 of the Pew Bibles. Genesis, chapter 8, starting at verse 20. Then Noah built an ark, an altar to the Lord, and taking some of the clean animals and clean birds, he sacrificed burnt offerings on it. The Lord smelt the pleasant aroma and said in his heart, "Never again will I curse the ground because of man, even though every inclination of his heart is evil from childhood. And never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done. As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease." Then God blessed Noah and his sons, saying to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number and fill the earth. The fear and dread of you will fall upon all the beasts of the earth and all the birds of the air, upon every creature that moves along the ground and upon all the fish of the sea. They are given into your hands. Everything that lives and moves will be food for you. Just as I gave you the green plants, I now give you everything. But you must not eat meat that has its lifeblood still in it. And for your lifeblood I will surely demand an accounting. I will demand an accounting from every animal and from every man too. I will demand an accounting for the life of his fellow man. Whoever sheds the blood of man, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God has God made man. As for you, be fruitful and increase in number, multiply on the earth and increase upon it." Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "I now establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you, and with every living creature that was with you, the birds, the livestock, and all the wild animals, all those that came out of the ark with you, every living creature on earth, I establish my covenant with you. Never again will all life be cut off by the waters of a flood. Never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth." And God said, "This is the sign of the covenant I am making between me and you and every living creature with you, a covenant for all generations to come. I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant between me and you and all living creatures of every kind. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all life. Whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind on the earth." So God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant I have established between me and all life on the earth." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We come now to a time of prayer. I will start with a prayer story for the children. God said, "When I see the rainbow."
In our talk and our reading today, we're coming towards the end of that very famous story in the Bible, which is recorded from Genesis 6 all the way through to Genesis 9. Genesis is the first book in the Bible. Not many people know that it was first written to a people that were really struggling. So there's some wonderful words of hope in this book of Genesis, although it records how we all started. And this is towards the end of the story of Noah, which is God wasn't happy. There's a great big flood came. He rescued Noah by means of a great big boat called an ark. The animals went in two by two. They were there for an awful long time, really keen to get out. The flood water subsided. And as it were, it's just like a really bad day or a really horrible week, or maybe it's just a tough year, but it was just awful. It came to an end. Thank goodness it's over. And then there was something appeared in the sky. But during the last part of the story of Noah, there's one key word or one key thought that's mentioned in the Bible that's so, so important. It doesn't just happen in Genesis, it happens all the way through. And not when the Bible ends, it carries on all the way through to us. And we're going to think about that this morning by means of a sermon, an interactive sermon, which means if you don't interact, it's boring, and I'll just go on and on and on. If you do interact, hey, we'll have some fun and maybe we'll get home in a short while. Okay? Interaction means let's have something from the party here. How do you go about remembering things? What's your favourite tip? What advice would you give to somebody who says, oh, I need to remember that? What sort of things do you do? Do I have... We got to write it down. Yeah, write it down. Yes, madam. Say it out loud. I'm learning some things. I'll be speaking an awful lot of times. Any others? Youngsters? Yes, Jonathan. Okay. Oh, you get your wife to remind you. Yeah. Someone else who's nearby you. Please remind me of that. Pardon? Send an email to yourself. Yeah, you could send one. Oh, have you had many emails today? Well, yes. Come on, there's some more. Pardon? Set a reminder on your mobile phone. Here's one of my favourites. Do you know what this one's about? Yeah? And do you know what happens to me? Tie the knot. I can't remember what I put it there for. Any others? According to the psychologist, one of the best ones is by association. So if you think to yourself, I really need to remember Christina's name, you just think, oh, suntan. And so suntan Christina gets associated with each other. So I never forget Rachel's name. You need to be careful what you think about when you do associations. Can go badly wrong if the association comes out. Oh, hello, suntan. Jeremy, would you mind putting a picture on the screen? Thank you. This is one that happened on the Brown family holiday. If you're interested to know which part of Cumbria or the Lake District this is in, this is just climbing out of Braithwaite, not particularly high, and then all of a sudden, virtually the rainbow was at the height of where we were as a family. Can't quite get the impression, but it went all the way, 180 degrees. Quite staggering. The photo actually doesn't do it justice. Thank you for those prayers. But unlike, what's your name? Is it Sally? Unlike Yolanda, I don't remember the colours of the rainbow. Anybody got a bright, clever way of remembering the colours of the rainbow? Anybody know how many there are? There's a song. Pardon? There's a song, is there? And you remember the song? Something about York, is it? Come on, add the microphone, go on. Yeah, come on. There was no preparation for this. This deserves a round of applause if this gets right. Go on then.
Roy of York gained battles in vain.
Well done.
So that's red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet.
Marvellous, well done. Give yourself a round of applause. There's one word that's mentioned in the story of the Genesis, which talks about Noah, which talks about the rainbow, which is really, really important. It goes from the beginning of the Bible all the way to the end, and it's meant to come into our hearts and minds so that we don't forget. This one word is mentioned in Genesis chapter 8, verse 1, and Genesis chapter 9, verse 15. Who could be the first person to find out what this very, very key word is in this famous story, which is all about arcs, floods, Noah's rainbows? We tend to forget that this is what this story is about. It's there in Genesis chapter 8, verse 1, Genesis chapter 9, verse 15. You'll need your Bibles. I did give you warning of that. Do you remember that? I said we might need. Oh, Patricia, I know you'd have got it. Yeah, Mark, you're pretty quick, but I need to encourage other people that aren't as clever as you. Okay, well, I'm as clever as you to get with it. Come on, some of them only got the pages. There's one word that's mentioned. Remember, yeah, you could have worked that out from where we were going, couldn't you? Do you remember the vicar's sermon on remember? But who gets to tie a knot in his hanky? Who gets to remember? Pardon? Yeah. But who in the Bible story gets to remember? God gets to remember. Now, this is quite interesting, isn't it? It's not that Noah needs to remember when he looks at the rainbow. It's that when the rainbow's there, who gets to remember? It's God gets to remember. Sometimes when you say, oh, I'll pray for you, you sort of wonder if that person does. Or sometimes we say, well, I'll remember you. When the Bible mentions the word remember, it actually says, well, I will think of you in such a way that I'm going to do something about it. And in the book of Genesis, where it mentions that God remembers Noah and the flood subsides, and when God sees the rainbow in the sky, he remembers his covenant, it means that God is always going to do something about it. He's never going to forget us. He's never going to leave us. He's always going to be for us. He's always going to be wanting our best. So Genesis, the first book of the Bible, this fact that God remembers us goes all the way through. And he never wants us to forget it. Not surprisingly. Not that we need to remember it, of course we do, but we need to remember that God remembers. In the book of Exodus, where it talks about Israel being freed from slavery, Israel being delivered from bondage, it talks about God remembering them. So God remembers Noah, God remembers the rainbow, God remembers the Exodus that he freed his people, and what's the other great act that God did in the whole of the Bible, which God actually remembers, can never forget? We sometimes do. The flood, the Exodus, all the way into the New Testament. What's the greatest thing that God's done? He sent his son. Jesus Christ dies. We sometimes forget that. We think about it a lot when we come to church. But there's one person who, just like he looks up in the sky and sees the rainbow, he remembers. God always remembers that Jesus Christ was given for us so that good things can come, no matter how hard the struggle is. So do you know why you end prayers not with the words Amen, but with for Jesus' sake? We remind God that he needs reminding, that this prayer, that my life, that my struggle does not depend on me. It depends on what you remember, that you've promised always to be good to me. So never feel a failure. Never feel there's no hope. Never feel the flood is going to drown you. Never feel you're always trapped. Never feel you're never going to be on your own. Remember that God always remembers you for Jesus' sake, which is not about you, it's about him. Although sometimes I think God needs us to be reminded when we see the rainbow. Oh yeah, I remember. Vicar, hanky, pocket, ties it. But actually this is about God remembering. For Jesus' sake, I'm always going to be with you and answer your prayers. Thank you for listening. Good interactive sermon. Well done. Give yourself a round of applause and then we'll say a prayer. Is Tucker still here or has he gone? Let him off. Come on, poor dog. He's. I haven't forgotten you, Tucker. I thought I'd just better keep him on the lead just in case he did something he shouldn't have done. And that really would have been a Sunday to remember. Where's he gone? Come on. If you haven't had a stroke or a play or a pat, that's what he's there for. Come on. Come on, Lizzie, come on. Good boy. There we are. He's come to his master. Sit down, sit down, sit down. Good boy. Good boy. Let's pray, shall we? Father, help us always to remember that you remember us. You'll never leave us or forsake us. There's no such thing as failure or being forsaken or anything that's beyond redemption in your kingdom. We thank you for Noah, but most of all, we thank you for Jesus Christ, whose pledge of God's love for us is a guarantee. Amen. Stand to sing Faithful One, reminding us that God's always on our side.